have 18 seafood processors who are committed to spending over the next 3 years 7.4 million euros in actually expanding and developing their plan. We're contributing 1.7 million of that in terms of grant aid. But there's 160 jobs attached to that. 36 of those jobs are in Killybegs. The other announcement, which in many ways is more exciting, is as a result of people in Killybegs putting together a jobs initiative that we think will create 250 new jobs for Killybegs between now and 2014.
One of the messages that will be coming through to you very loud and clear in Donegal over this two-day visit will be that fishermen feel more and more restricted because their species are being cut, their quotas are being cut, and they're being very limited in what they can do. One of the things they're saying to you is, could you just please back off and let us fish? Are you in a position for your colleagues in the EU to do that?
I'm not in a position just to back off and let people fish what they want to fish. We have to first and foremost ensure that we conserve fish stocks, but at the same time it's my job to make sure that the industry survives through whatever conservation programs we have in place. Greencastle is actually the first fishing port that I've officially come to visit and speak to fishermen, and I wanted to do that just in case anybody thought that coming from the other end of the country I wasn't listening to the concerns of the Northwest. Donegal is the most important fishing county in the country, and that's why I'm here, to listen to people's concerns.